I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
So the title of the message is A Titanic Problem. I'll quote some scripture from Proverbs and some from Psalms. It's going to be a two or three part. I'm still working on some of it, so I don't really know. Go as long as it takes. What's it mean to have a spiritual experience? Have the blessings of the Lord or a touch from God in my life? Well, a touch from God in the present doesn't mean anything if there's not a commitment to grow the character of Christ in the future. A touch from God, if it does not result in integrity and honesty increasing in my life, then what I experienced was an affair with God. And it does not have deepened in intimate relationship with the living God. There's a lot of people today looking for spiritual experiences. Nothing wrong with that if your focus is on Christ. But if it does not result in long-term character growth, then when the pressures of life come and things get difficult, and they will, then that touch of God, frankly, will just fade away. So we have a problem, a Titanic problem today. Now, someone said women are wiser than men, with the exception of a key area in life. It has to do with clothing sizes. Now, when men go shopping, they go for a shirt, say, they try a shirt on, doesn't fit, they grab the next size, try it on, fits, buy it, go home. Not so with the average young lady who goes shopping and she remembers when she was 21, she wore a size 8. So she looks for something in a size 8, puts it on, doesn't fit. Doesn't discourage her. She keeps looking for something else in a size 8, tries it on, doesn't fit. And after she's exhausted all the size 8s that are attractive to her, she goes home empty-handed, very discouraged and upset. That puts her husband in a very difficult position. Because when she comes home, she says something like this, "Honey, do I look like I'm gaining weight?" Now he knows if he says yes, he's in trouble. She'll be unhappy. So he says no. And this really upsets her because she knows he's lying. My point is this. We all have a hard time about being honest about ourselves at some point or other. The Titanic was a great ship. It was 900 feet long. And the excitement about this ship was there was new technology. The hull was a new design in the hull of that ship. It was compartmentalized. In other words, it had 16 compartments with steel plates. So if a hole was punched in the side of the boat, it wouldn't sink. So it was declared unsinkable. And as it sailed out of England on April the 14th of 1912, on its maiden voyage to New York, you know the story, it struck an iceberg and the ship sank and 1,512 people lost their lives in the icy waters of the Atlantic that night. You see, when integrity was compromised on the hull of that ship, it was doomed. It's such a picture of our lives. We can be sailing through life, you know, I'm free as a breeze, do as I please, as I listen to the wind whistle through the trees. But when our integrity is damaged, we will sink. There's a lot of folks today with the Titanic problems. Because they are compartmentalizing their life. Well, what do you mean by compartmentalizing my life? Have you ever heard this statement? What I do in private is my own business. It does not affect my actions or behavior in public. You heard that one? Well, does what I do in private affect my public actions and behavior? Absolutely. The crazies is we've heard that statement so many times, we don't even question it. Well, why did we ever buy into such a foolish, ridiculous statement? Because it allows us to live our lives with conflicting values. For instance, I can take my family as a top priority. I can put it in this compartment. And over in this compartment, I can spend all my energy, time, money on the job or in an affair, and it doesn't even bother me. Or I can take my commitment to Christ and put it in this compartment, and over in this compartment, I can have raging fires of anger that I'm not dealing with, and it's burning a whole lot of people in my family. It gives me the ability to put this here, and this over here, and then say to myself, if I compartmentalize my life and a hole comes in and I'm flooded with untruth, it won't sink the whole ship. But you see, there's a titanic mistake we've made. Because when God brings a truth into my life, and I take that truth and compartmentalize it, I won't feel anything, and nothing will change. And it's just a matter of time, and we'll sink. So why is integrity and honesty so important in our lives today? Why is it such a critical issue? Because Scripture makes it clear and declares without question, regardless of what the popular statement of the day is, that your integrity affects a lot of people around you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7 says, the righteous man walks with integrity, and his children are blessed after him. In other words, the honest father leaves a wonderful heritage to his children because his sons and daughters did not have to grow up in a home with scrambled software in their minds by having a dishonest father who is constantly saying one thing and doing something else. One of the most important goals I can have in my life as a dad or a mom is to walk with such integrity and honesty that the people who know me the best respect me the most. Because you see, Dad, when your ship goes down, you take a whole lot of people with you. Second of all, walking with integrity gives me a confidence about life. Proverbs 10:9 says, the man who walks with integrity walks securely. The man who perverts his ways will become known. In other words, the man who walks with integrity walks on solid ground. He's sure-footed. The man who perverts his ways walks on slippery ground, and he will fall. Integrity gives you a confidence in life because I don't have to have a long memory. I don't have to worry about what I said to them last month or them last week or what I said yesterday. The IRS audited me 3 times. The first time they came, I was nervous. A man took me in the office, sat me down, and says, I'm going to ask you questions for about an hour. And I'm going to write your answers. Then I'm going to come back next year, set you down in this office, and ask you the same questions and see if I get the same answers. That's when integrity and honesty is really valuable. I didn't have to worry. I give them the same answers the next year. You see, when we posture in life, when we stop posturing, we got trouble. Because we're keeping all these plates up here spinning that don't match up. And boy, does that take a lot of energy, and it's very stressful. It's my own opinion that one of the reasons we're experiencing so much stress in our society today is because so many people are not telling the truth. It causes a lot of stress. I walk in confidence because of integrity. I got nothing to hide. It don't matter to me what they check out or look at in my life. I don't care. In fact, they'll find a lot of Bibles and a lot of stuff that glorifies God, so I wish they would. So it's very important as to how we choose our friends. Young people, hear me, please. You need to choose your friends very carefully because the friends you socialize with, the ones you spend time with, you will become just like them. That's why it's important for me to spend time with Jesus. Because my purpose on this little short stay here, I can tell you, James 4:14 is so right. We're like a vapor here for a moment and vanished away. I'm 84, and it seems like I was just here yesterday. It's unbelievable. That Bible is so true. So I want to spend my time looking more and more like Jesus. I don't want to focus on just image. I want to focus on integrity and values. In our world today, so much advertisement that we have, so much focus that we have, it's very difficult to focus on integrity. You'll hear statements like this: life never looks so great. Well, why didn't they just say life is great? Because that's not the issue. The issue is image. The issue is how I look. We're into that today. I got to look like I'm having fun even if I'm not. Oh, I'm having so much fun. That's how come they came up with happy hour. You can go there and meet some of the most miserable people you'll ever meet. But you see, they get enough of those spirits in them, and boy, we get happy. That's why Ephesians says, don't be drunk with wine, but filled with the Holy Spirit. And you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and realize it was, wow, reality hit you. It was counterfeit. Well, how do you know? Because I spent a lot of time there before I met Jesus. That's how I know. That's where some of the greatest pretenses are built. Not to hide evil, but to hide enviousness. That's where some of our greatest pretenses are developed. That's why Psalms, not Proverbs, Psalms 101, verses 2 and 3, take a couple parts out of there. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I think that's a good one to paste on the TV set. We got so much pollution, so much filth coming through. I'll allow nothing vile or vulgar in my home. My home will be filled with the reading of the Bible out loud, praying out loud, and worshiping God out loud. My home will be filled with the Holy Spirit. You say, well, come on, Pops. Just a hole in the back of the boat. Well, question. How big a hole does it take to sink a ship? Because you see, a hole is a hole that is a hole. It's just a matter of time. The reason I want to walk with integrity and honesty is because it pleases God. God hates a twisted and perverted heart. He loves a heart filled with integrity. No wonder David cried out, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's my cry. Because you see, we really make a mistake when we say nobody will know. Nobody's going to know what I do behind closed doors or in private. God knows. Now listen to me carefully. What I do in private will determine the level of intimacy with Christ. What I do behind closed doors will determine my level of intimacy with Christ. It's not the Lord pulling away from me. It's me pulling away from Him. No wonder Jesus said, when you pray, go in the closet and shut the door. He wasn't just talking about flaunting your self-righteousness out in public, making a spectacle of yourself. Jesus prayed in public, didn't he? I've had so many people, because I'm a real public guy, I share Christ everywhere I can get. And I'll do it unashamed. I don't care what they do, throw me in prison if they want, but I'll do it. But I need to discern. You see, Jesus is saying something much deeper. When you go in the closet and shut that door, when you're in private with Christ, there's no distractions. He says, there, I can really take and reveal to your heart revelation. The Bible says, when the Comforter comes, the Holy Spirit, He will take the things of mine and share them with you. He'll disclose them to you. I can tell you, in my 43 years, the most important thing in my life is my private time with Christ in a certain room. I just can't wait in the mornings. I jump out of that bed before 4 and run to that room. I can't wait because that's where He speaks to me. It's so critical. They asked a Christian counselor one time, he'd counseled in marriages for 30 years. They said, well, what's the most important ingredient for a long-term marriage with deep intimacy and love for one another? He said, oh, that's easy. Just one little word, trust. Whenever you take trust, integrity, and honesty out of the marriage relationship, your ship is going to sink. So that leads us to a great question, doesn't it? How do I walk with integrity and honesty in 2019? In a world that's filled, as it says in Revelation, the smoke, that's deception. It's filled with such deception today. So many people lie, so much untruth. How do I do that? It's a good question. I need to warn you. I'll probably say some things that will surprise you because I'm probably going to say some things you don't think I'm going to say, and I probably won't say some things you think I'm going to say. Did that make any sense? Well, it didn't to me either. Because I'm going to make two assumptions. I'm going to come at it from a unique perspective. The first assumption I'm going to make is to walk with the integrity the scriptures require is impossible apart from Jesus Christ. I can't pull it off by humanism. I can't pull it off by try harder religion. I can only pull it off by divine help. And when the marriage relationship is so critical with integrity and honesty, when that's such an important ingredient, and the child parent is such an important ingredient, integrity, then I know I need divine help. I'll talk a whole lot about those areas next month in parenting. The other assumption I'm going to make is today in 2019, when people come to Christ, generally speaking, they come with a whole lot more baggage than they did in the past. They're addicted to pain pills, they're addicted to drugs, alcohol, domestic violence, sexual perversions, pornography, it just goes on and on. There is no question in my heart, and I'll say it till I go home. Today, in this hour, there is no option. There has to be small groups in the body of Christ where people can come to Christ and be put in these groups. God bless John Burke for putting together small groups. And God bless Mike Ranger and the men that's putting them small groups. God bless the ladies' ministry. We need small groups where someone can model integrity and honesty, can explain and share it, and bring the process to bring these men through or women. Because so many today are coming out of darkness, out of dysfunctional homes, they don't even know what I'm talking. It's so needed. You see, when the ship went down, it wasn't because it was going too fast. Oh, 22 knots, yeah. It wasn't because they warned about the icebergs, which they did. No. The question was, why did that ship sink so fast? A ship that wasn't supposed to sink. So they brought up the wreckage and they analyzed the plates. And they found that little, what you said, a hole in the back of the boat? They found it. The little rivets. You see, when they built the ship, they were building three big ships, the Olympic and some one other ship. And they ran out of rivets because the Titanic itself took 3 million rivets. So they substituted them. They were using steel rivets. That's number one steel. They substituted it for iron. And iron had some impurities in it, like slag and sulfur. And in the bow and in the stern, they couldn't get the hydraulics in there, so they put them in by hand. And so when they hit the iceberg, it punched six holes. There were 16 compartments. Well, what happened? That water gushed in there, in that icy cold water, and hit that steel. Those rivets just went pop, pop, pop. And those plates went down like dominoes, and the ship broke up and sank rapidly. What I want to do is take you in the scriptures to scenes and zero in on some individuals and come at it from the aspect of how emotional impurities can sneak into our life and incapacitate us for any depth of integrity. So next month, I wouldn't miss it. I'm going to try and be here. Oh, I'm the speaker. Oh, okay. In the meantime, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your boat afloat. Walk with such integrity, those that know you best will respect you the most. And make sure, check me. I got to check myself. How much time am I spending behind closed doors in private with Christ? That'll tell me the degree of my intimacy with the Lord. God bless you. I love you. See you next month.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make His face shine upon you.